This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, everybody that is within the sound of my voice. You're listening to Kenny's Corner. And today, we are in absolute celebratory mood. Despite the rain outside, you know what's going to happen later. It's going to be popcorn and wine and putting your leg on somebody good's son later on this evening. Because every Tuesday, we just seem to be very sexy, aren't we? So, now before we get started, I just want to say that today marks 1 year since Kenny's Corner has been on radio on Guardian 96.9 Fresh News Smart Talk all day. And so I want to say a special thank you to one or two people, and I'm going to get you guys into what is happening in the studio. Narissa, my good cousin. Hi, Carolyn. I see everybody online. How you doing? All right. Ladies and gents, Kenny's Corner today is 1 year old. This is our 1 year anniversary. Before I would be on radio for my own show, I would substitute for Juan McCartney during the weekdays. And so I'm here now every Tuesday at 6:30. So today marks 1 year of Kenny Corner, a milestone that has been made possible by so many of you. To my listeners, seen and unseen, my texters, my contributors, my support system, thank you for giving me the opportunity to come into your homes, your cars, and your spaces every Tuesday at 6:30 and on Guardian Radio 96.9. To Bianca, thank you so much for the graphics. Every single week, you make me glow. You make sure that everything gets out. To my ladies in the room that are here with me now, the ones who couldn't be here tonight, your support fuels me. A special thank you to Ruben also, because he has stood beside me and he's offered me wisdom and input for my show. To my daughter and I, thank you for being my inspiration. Above all, I want to say thank you to the Almighty God who gives me the gift of gab. And a friend of mine, Nicole, said, your talent will make room for you. But I think talking just comes inherently. And Arlene Nash Ferguson tapped into that at St. John's after I was released from St. Augustine's. As the word says, your talent will make room for you. To Guardian Radio, thank you for allowing me the space. And to Dwight Strawn, thank you for entrusting me with the thousands of listeners and viewers each week. This platform is more than talk. It's about having the conversations that others avoid. It's about sparking a dialogue that makes us think and opening our minds to new responsibilities, new actions, and better environments for the future. Here's to 1 year down and more to come. Thank you for being a part of the journey. And thank you to Chris, my engineer. Chris is always willing and able to go along with all of my shenanigans. And I thank you for that, Chris. Thank you so much, Erica. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hiltina, my good Roman Catholic sister. Grace. Grace, did I just see you in a white pair of trousers on Harold Road? I feel like is that Harold Road? JFK, did I just see you? I feel like I just saw you, Grace. But if it was you, hi, I was coming in the opposite direction. I would have stopped and given you a ride. So tonight we are going to talk about things that affect women. I'm gonna turn the video my camera so that you can see we have a cadre of women in here today. Say hi, Trinda.
Hi.
Say hi, Nikki.
Hello.
Hail everybody.
Hello.
All right. And we have one more beautiful lady that is on her way, and her opinions are very different. They differ from the average woman. So we are gonna get right into some of the conversation. And the reason why I named it Girls Just Wanna Have Fun is because these are the women that listen to me every single week without fail. Even if I am on Spotify for the replay, they listen every single week. So we're going to jump right into some of the questions that have been placed in the inbox. So we coming out the gate hot. Mm-hmm. This is one of the questions. How do you overcome the stigma of being divorced when society makes you feel like you failed as a woman? Mm. Who wants to tackle that?
You divorced?
No, I'm not.
Let me tackle that.
Tackle it, friend. Tackle it.
I'll be honest with you. You have to get to a point where you don't care what people think. Mm-hmm. You have your happiness, your peace, your moving forward, your goals in life is what's more important. You have to get to a point where that's no longer important. My thing is, we in the society and in some churches, I will refuse to say which one, believe in family.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're of the same. Okay, we Roman Catholic. They believe in family.
We do.
And, but my thing is, you have to be in an environment that's healthy for you, healthy for your children. And sometimes you have to make these tough decisions and you have to stick by it and forget what everybody else says. And so for me, that is what's important. You can't worry about what everybody else, because guess what? At the end of the day, ain't everybody going home to your husband, you know?
Hello.
It's you going home to that situation.
Exactly.
It's you who's going home to a child that can't sleep or they having behavioral issues in school and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So you have to do that. So don't worry about the stigma. My thing is, worry about being healthy. Worry about being healed so that the next person that comes into your relationship gets a whole healed person.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Rika is Rika Cargill. Rika, the one and only Rika C. Rika, happy birthday. Rika says here, ain't paying attention to no stigma over here. Rika lives by her own rules and she makes her relationship work for her.
Mm-hmm.
As a divorcee, I can safely say that at one point in time, I used to feel very embarrassed because I would go to church and I would see everybody dressed in the pink shirt and pink dress and pink hat, pink hanky, and everybody looking hunky-dory. And I would say, but I know these people doing something else. Mm-hmm. Why didn't I stay? And then I realized, like, I don't think that I would have made it. I don't think that I would have been happy with that situation. And after you come to resolve with yourself, you find that you can be who you need to be for you and for everybody else.
And sometimes, I will be honest with you, leaving that person, honestly, sometimes is best for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because don't forget, sometimes that person needs to grow. And when you're in a situation with them, sometimes you're the one that's stopping them from growing.
Exactly, 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 exactly. Let us go to another question. We have, I put this out this morning. Bianca did the video last night. And we have to get to bed super early now, right? Because school is open. And I have a problem with sleep, so I try to get to sleep as soon as I can. And I missed that she sent it at 10 p.m. last night. So this morning at 5:45, I opened it up, and there it was. And it was a beautiful video. Thank you to Bianca Illustrative Artistry. Thank you so much for always making my graphic work for me. Thank you. And it's a bartering system. Hand come, hand go. But I want to say thank you to Bianca. This question here is, what steps did you take to rebuild your self-esteem after divorce when so much of your identity is tied to being a wife? I will answer that question. a lot of our identity is tied, a lot of our identity is tied to being a wife, right? And in some instances, we may not necessarily know how to be a wife, but we know how to be a woman. So we know how to cook, to clean, to iron the pillowcases, to make sure that that there's hot food or fresh food when that man comes home. So Sunday, you cook a fresh pot. Monday, you eat leftovers. Tuesday, you got to have something ready. Friday, you go out for something to eat. Saturday, you may go out for something. And Sunday, you have to be ready. You have to have the kids clean and the bathrooms fresh and the pine salt piping when they come out when they come to the, out to the house. But when you thank you Koya, when you think about self-esteem and divorce and how much of your identity is tied to being a wife, in the Bahamas a great deal of it, in the Caribbean I think it's a great deal of identity tied to being a wife, but they don't see what comes with being a wife. And not everybody is supposed to get married. No. Not everybody is going to want to be in a confined relationship. And because of the fact that 90% of our households are single mothers, women, sons, they see other women doing it. And so they think or they feel like, hey, my mom has done it, so I will continue to do exactly that. Grace says here, your inner peace is so important, yet definitely you have learned your lesson. Time for them to learn theirs and so on. Absolutely right. So self-esteem is about you. A lot of us have very low self-esteem for whatever reason. I find that sometimes women inherently just hate themselves or they don't appreciate who they necessarily are. But you embrace it. I embrace my flaws, my fupa, my knock-kneeness. I embrace who I am. And the person that I have as a partner, he accepts that, and it has to come with you being happy and fulfilled in the person that you are.
Yes. Facts.
Because I don't know if I was happy and fulfilled in the person that I was before. And the maturity and the growth that you see is something different. I was married for 20 years, and in that 20-year space of time, you change the person that you are.
You evolve.
You evolve. Mm-hmm. You the evolution of a particular individual is different. This next question reads, how do you find strength to embrace your new chapter without carrying shame that others place on you? Only other women place shame on other women.
Mm-hmm. Honestly. And men don't do it.
Men don't care.
We do it.
We do it.
Yeah.
They just say, on to the next one.
On to the next one.
That's what they do.
So to answer that question, how do you find strength to embrace your new chapter without carrying the shame that others try to place on you? Only women try to shame you. Only women will ask you, how come you don't have no baby yet?
How come you aren't married yet?
Why you aren't married? Mm-hmm. But they will never ask you, how can I help you?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
They'll never ask you, how do I show you how to have insurance? Or how do I show you how to plait hair? I mean, that's trivial. Mm-hmm. How do I show you something? They'll ask you, why don't you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Why you still live home? Mm-hmm. Why you ain't have this? But did you help me? No. Did someone help you? So those questions are really... Cousin, Miss Wilson, my good cousin. Hi, baby. I see you. I hope you're still crying. The little boy going to school. Let the boy go to school in peace. So that is the answer to the question. You want to chime in?
Yeah, let me also say, you touched on something that we have a problem with, self-esteem. Are you shotting, Kendra? Yeah. I think so. Anyway.
This is Pete Snaps. I'm going to have me a little dandy.
Not a problem. Mm-hmm. So... we have a problem with, and we look a lot of times to our partners to be the person to validate us. And then a lot of times we end in a situation where we're also dealing with somebody who's not healed. And so he doesn't know how to tap into that part of you to help you along that way. I would suggest for persons that are actually looking for things to do, first of all, you need to start to love yourself. Mm. And loving yourself sometimes means self-dating. It means sometimes going for massages. It's going to
do take things yourself to the movies.
That are, take yourself to the movies. Get your hair done, your nails done. Buy new underwear. That does it for me. It feels like Christmas.
I like when you get the underwear because you introduced me. Can I really tell the Bahamas?
Yeah, you can.
Hi, Angie.
Hey, Angie.
Angie is in the building. So can I just tell you guys, Mrs. Archer, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Simone, my PTA friend, the girls are home. They're safe. We had a dandy this afternoon on the ride. I want to say, right, When Nicole spoke about buying underwear, this is another woman that tapped into me, and she said, I think that these bloomers that you wear are not
they
it.
Are ridiculously big draws. Seriously.
They say, Koya, but I like them.
Me too.
I like them.
They are very comfortable.
That's comfortable.
Y'all are cousins. I see why.
Yes, yes. Family.
No.
So,
no, ma'am.
So what ended up happening was Nicole said to me, let me introduce you to these. And Nicole introduced me to these particular undergarments, and they are seamless, but they're not as big. But I like them. They make me feel very sexy.
Uh-huh.
They make me feel sexy.
And so another thing I wanted to tap into is, in addition to working on yourself, sometimes you may need to sit and talk with someone.
Yes.
And it may not necessarily be a family member, but go and talk to someone. You mm-hmm. have to get that out.
You
can't just sit and let that fester, because stuff does grow.
When you
sit there, you can't be in your head or anything like that. And so I think that all of those things are great things. And yeah, church is also good. But I find that we struggle, especially when we're dealing with divorce issues, we're dealing with other self-esteem issues. We find it difficult because, like you said, it is us who do it to other women. And so you find that you don't have that, you don't have the
support
system that you need. But find your support system.
Because
I told you about your big draws.
Yes, you did.
I did.
And I took that. I took that as a woman.
I appreciate that.
You almost
went backwards the other day.
I did.
And you were like, Nicole, what about these? I said, if you don't put them back.
Yes.
Big draws.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, we have added another female dimension to the room. She's a big person in her own right. And Angie, how
you
are you?
You better define what you mean big.
No, I mean, I don't mean big as in size, because Angie is like a size 2. Angie's a size 2, okay? Angie's a size 2. Now, Angie has her own, we have a caller on the line. Give me just 1 second. Angie has her own personality. So, Angie, we were going through a series of questions that texters had already sent in to us. But this is another question, right? What truly makes you feel secure? This says, what truly makes a woman feel secure in herself? Now, Angie, your thought pattern is very, very different from most women. You're no low fence, as we say through Ross Corner. Angie, what do you think makes a woman feel secure in herself?
You have to love yourself. You have to first fall in love with yourself, no matter where you are, how much you weigh, where you live, what you look like. When you open your eyes, I love me. That's mm-hmm. it.
That's it.
And it starts from there. Because once you develop an internal love, you will always work to get better. And that better is what you define it to be.
Yes.
And for every woman and everybody, it's different. Better for me may be, I want my hair blonde. I love blonde.
Blonde, sexy.
I like to see me with blonde. I mean, I'm a brown-headed babe, but I'm just saying it's different,
right.
You know, and you have to be sure of yourself. You should not have to be validated by a third party to feel secure.
Okay.
Period. So that external validation should not make or break or say somebody shouldn't be able to, I always say, pull and tug at your emotions, because that's how they feel about you.
You should be secure in yourself.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely, because if I put on my leopard and I love it, and somebody say, Angie boy, that leopard shirt look good, and you walk away and you hear them say, that leopard shirt really didn't all of that. But should that bother you?
No.
You wore it because you wanted to wear it.
I like
exactly.
it. I like
not because of anybody else.
Exactly.
So that is what you have to love yourself so much, that no matter how somebody else feels about you, it doesn't move you.
At all.
At all.
Now, in this room, we have a medley of women from different ages. Some of us are of a particular age, so we have experienced one or two things in this life. Mona Lisa, thank you for watching. Laverne, thank you. Mrs. Archer, thank you. Liz, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Dominic from the St. Francis Junior Choir, thank you so much for listening. You know, they try to kick me out of the choir. You know, Kyle tried to kick me out of the choir, right? But when I go back to St. Francis, I have something for Kyle. We have Latrinda. I want to ask you this question, because you and Koya are on the younger spectrum of this poll, right? Right? Mm-hmm. And so this is a question for you. As younger women, do women need a village to thrive, or can they stand alone? What do you think?
Everyone needs a village. It takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah. Right.
For example, with me, I was raised by a single mother.
A teacher.
A teacher. So I have to articulate proper. And even with a single mother, I had a village. Even though the majority of that village were women, I had a village. And they all taught me to be better than them. Okay. Don't do what we do. Be better than what we are. You've seen us. We struggled raising our children on our own, barely having the fathers in their lives. And me, my father passed when I was 10.
Okay.
So that village that sustained me, that kept me, and then made me who I am now. So, of course, everyone needs a village.
Okay. Choir, you want to talk or you want to talk?
No, I totally agree with her.
Come to the mic and start back and brand new. Come close.
Behave today. I'm only here for the party, but I'll talk.
Okay.
But yeah, everyone needs a village in all honesty. Now, I could say I was raised by a single mother also. My village was all women.
Except you were raised by a single mother
who worked
that
two
has
jobs.
18 Christmas trees in one house. Tell the public about
yesterday
it.
She was ready to say Merry Christmas to y'all. Oh, I want y'all to know. She was ready to tell y'all Merry Christmas yesterday.
Bahamas,
okay?
I love that.
Bahamas, listen to me. This woman has a Christmas tree in every part of her home, the bathroom, the two kitchens, the yard outside. When you pass the house, it is lit.
Wow. But for Drew, we need that village. My village was all women except for one male. I had one male. And I must say that he played a valuable role inside the village because he gave us, even though the women gave us that kind of soft side or gave me that kind of soft side, he gave me that rough side. So I was just telling somebody the other day, I really don't know what it is to be soft girl era. Because I always had to be strong. That's how I was raised. I always had to be strong. So soft girl era, I don't really, get to adapt to that too much.
You mentioned soft girl era, right? Mm-hmm. And today, I went... Today, I had my brother message me, and he was having a moment. And so I said, I left from the office, and I said, I'm going to go to see him. Mm-hmm. And so I pulled up to his office. I said, jump in the car for a minute. And I realized that how women raise their children is different.
It is.
It very really is.
Why she running? Tell her come inside, please. Let's try to tell a lady to come inside. Mummy raised us differently. Mummy, thank you. Come on in. Mummy raised us differently.
Right.
Mummy raised me like the boy she wanted to have. Right. And she raised the boy like tender and gentle.
Yeah. And they have a softer spot for boys.
Which is the opposite.
Mothers kind of have a softer spot for boys for some reason.
They know the girls just be behind the daddy and the boys just be behind the mommy.
But I don't know if we know what our soft girl era is.
No.
Because we always have to be so hard and so fast. Especially we have a soft girl era?
In our family, no.
No. And then the thing about it is, right, even we having a real conversation.
Seriously.
And even in sex, can you be soft? Can you be drawn in?
Yes. You must learn to submit, Kenny.
It depends.
Learn to submit, Kenny. Learn to submit. Hey, that's the one time you deserve to be soft.
We must set into the softness.
After 2 days, you ready. Let this
man caress you. Chris, we have a call on the line, eh? All right, let's get to the caller.
Weak at that point.
Caller, good evening. You are on.
All of you ladies can be soft. I give you all the authorization to go and be soft this afternoon. Miss Candini.
Yes, sir.
You have all of me tonight. No church tonight.
No church for you tonight?
No church tonight. But listen to me. Somebody said something about, I think it was you said something about the older women and the younger women. Where does the older women age start?
Well, I don't. Okay, let me say this to you. I don't know when the older age starts, right?
Don't set yourself up.
But I can tell you, I can. I set myself up. But I, okay,
it's a mindset. It's a mindset.
You have a few of us that are in the chat, right? And then some of us are younger, and they'll say, "Oh, Kenny, you old?" And I always say to them,
And that's fine. But I look at some of these young girls today, and they like to say, oh, 30 fine, or 35. And I am saying to myself, don't tell nobody you 30, honey, because you look older than me.
29 was rough.
So age is a mindset. Age is a mindset, because okay, mindset. I want you to believe it when I tell you. I still have the young fellas looking at me, and some women. Stay focused in the season.
You know, let me say this.
I said the same thing when I came in here. I thought this was a professional.
I am a man. I never did believe in dating a divorcee.
Right.
But can I tell you, since Kennedy came back onto the show, I had a whole different look at life at that. Because I always thought if the woman is a divorcee and her husband is still alive, at some point she her mind is still gonna go at some point. Whether at home, whether just her driving by herself, don't let them have two or three little children together. Mm. And then the problem with that is that then they have those kids, you can't stop the man from coming to see children. I wouldn't stop it. Even though I'll be the father figure for them in the home, I won't stop them from seeing their biological father.
So I need to ask this question. You're saying Kendanik has opened a new viewpoint
for you with respect to divorced women. Okay.
But I don't agree that divorced women will fall weak to their ex-husbands in any which way, shape, or form. And
boy,
I'm saying that
because... There's hope. And now if you're a widow, that's a big difference to me.
Because mm-hmm.
I sure ain't coming back. I sure you don't get to see him no more.
Suppose the man was the problem and not the woman.
I'm not
worried about the problem. You know, I'm talking about the woman in the marriage. I'm worried about the man. The man in my business.
It's the woman.
If you introduce me to him and say, well, this is my ex-husband, this is my children's father, yeah. But if you don't introduce him to me, still doesn't make a difference to me.
You sound like you're talking from experience,
children,
sir.
Even though I am taking care of the children. Too.
So are
I
you?
I don't think it's in me.
Are
to
you?
Stop that.
Are you talking from experience?
No. Mara, I'm a widow.
Okay.
My wife has been dead now. December 1st would make 10 years.
Rest her soul.
Yes.
I am glad you said that, because I started to date somebody, but the person lied to me. She was married before. And I guess because she knew the way, or somebody tell her the way I felt about divorced people, she tried to hide it from me. And I said, if you could tell me untruth about something simple as that, I mean, what else?
Okay.
You know, so that was my turn off there. But the way I sit now, this is how I want to be now. I promised my children after 5 years.
Yes.
I would have got married again.
Yes.
Now it's 10 years. I've been dating people, but not everybody I talk to or date, I bring to my children.
Right. Mm-hmm. Understood.
I had to make sure, you know, and I brought the two and the three.
Right.
And I thought they were hitting the right buttons, but, you know, when women have a tendency to say, man, that boy's a big boy now. You still babying him up. See, I need to baby him up.
Mm.
I had him from he was 11. I grew him up.
Can I
then
ask
my
you?
Sister, then his aunt, those, my wife's sisters, wanted to take him to Exuma to live with them. I told them no.
Can
then
I ask
my
you?
My brother was doing well off in grandmama's. I sent him to him and his wife. I told him no.
Can I ask you something?
I'm going to grow up my son.
Can I ask you how
my
old?
My son is now 21 on the 23rd of August, just passed.
Can I ask you, how old are you?
Me, I'm 57.
Okay, you're young. He's a young man.
Yeah, 57.
Okay, all
but
right.
But I got married young.
Understood. Well,
July 19th would have made me 28 years married if my wife was alive.
I appreciate that. Well, I thank you so much. Please stay tuned in, right, because we have
let me just comment on another thing.
Go right
the
ahead.
The lady was telling you about the drawers.
Yes.
She's a woman of my heart.
Okay.
I'm a panty freak.
You're
a
panty freak,
sir.
Okay,
thank you.
Just pretty panty.
Yes.
And then you don't need no
gun. No big
drawers.
Yes, sir.
You can take your hand in my pocket and take everything. Pretty panty, get robbed.
Absolutely.
Ladies that are listening on the live, the caller said, pretty panties, and you can take everything in this man's pocket. Thank you so much.
I call back.
Okay, well, right, we will be here. We will be here for you. Yeah. We'll be here for you. Okay, now. You just here for moral support? You look pretty.
Yes.
Yeah, for the party. We have for the party.
That's
cousin.
Natural glow. I love it.
I am my soft girl era.
Yeah. Be happy for you. I love that.
Love it.
Look at Claw back.
Noe says that she's in a soft girl era. There's nobody that's going to take her outside of her zone. This is the soft girl era. Noe, I like that.
I love it.
I love that.
Love it.
The love of a good man will make you do some things.
Oh, yes.
He's providing the space for you to be soft. Yes. He's providing the space. Yes, he provides the space for me to go to Ross and go to Walmart and go to Marshall's Home Goods, and he does not get in my way. And when I bring the things home, he said, Ken, what is this you bring again? I said, baby, just put up the things. Now, this is another question. This question reads, what's the difference between being independent and being guarded? Who wants to tackle that? Nicole, Angie?
Go ahead, Angie, I'll follow.
Independence is, I got this. I got it. I got this. I don't need you. I want you. It's a big difference. Mm-hmm. Being guarded is, I want you,
but I
have to give you some time to prove yourself worthy. So being guarded is, I meet you today and I'm just going to let it all hang out. I think being guarded for me is, I have to protect my peace. I have to protect myself. I have to protect my heart. And you have to show me that I can give those things to you. And you are then going to protect it.
But Angie, how long in a relationship do you go from being independent to not being guarded? Because you can't be in a relationship if you guarded the entire time.
No, you can't. But it works.
Some people do that.
But I wouldn't say you have to be guarded all the time, because I think you will do your relationship a disservice.
Okay.
But I do feel that it's continuous. Your partner has to continually prove themselves that they can be your protector.
Yes, you may say absolutely. You may say something, Angie. Give Noe the mic. Go ahead.
I think harking back to the conversation that I walked in on, when a woman is not allowed the space to be soft, then you find that she more than likely is going to be guarded in her relationship, because she doesn't have the capacity, but she's not afforded the opportunity to not be guarded. And when you have to carry the weight of the relationship, when you have to carry the weight of the children, when you have to carry the weight of everything because your partner is not stepping up to the plate, as it were, then you would find that you are independent and guarded, and there's really there's blurred lines, and you can't tell the difference between the two of them. And so I think once you would have found yourself in a safe space with a safe person, after a while, because they're showing you their actions are matching their words, slowly but surely they're chipping away at the armor that you have put on in order to protect your peace, your heart, your space, your soul, your mind, just to protect yourself. Once you would have found yourself in a space where you have the ability to rely on somebody else, then they start to, I don't want to say wear you down, but wear you down.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where you're open with your feelings, you're open with your love, you're just open, and you're yourself.
Now, this question is not from the WhatsApp group, right? But please do what?
Take the phone.
Okay. So,
but you were doing such an awesome job.
Yes. So we spoke. Noe just spoke about what happens in terms of the wearing downness or the letting down of your guard. I'm gonna ask this question. This is not in the question poll. Do you think that when you are vulnerable with a man, you have the best sex?
Absolutely.
Talk about it. I want to hear what you have to say. Tell me
Absolutely.
About it.
And I think every woman strives to get to that point with their partner that you're vulnerable enough to cry, you're vulnerable enough to be soft, you're vulnerable enough to share my fears about even stepping into a new era, a new version of what relationships are supposed to be. There's no ice, Koya. I was just whispering. But yeah, and I think as women, we go through, and this is why it's so important, like when I talked about hurt and we need to heal, because I notice, and we have a culture where we end a relationship and tomorrow we end something else.
Yes.
But
yes.
we've not Close healed. Up. And so what we take on that same baggage, and so we end up being super, super guarded. We end up being super, super guarded, and it ends up being that this man trying for 5 years down the road and you still holding up some type of a wall because you so guarded. Like at some point, if it's not working for you, let the man go. Yes. So that he could love someone and someone else can love him. Because some people really out there genuinely trying. Because like I've heard callers, I've heard people reach out to you before talking about, well, the woman just don't do this and I've been saying this and da-da-da-da-da. And guardedness honestly and truly comes from a place of where we want to be safe. Mm-hmm. It comes from sometimes hurt. And we have to get to a point where we learn how to just deal with the hurt. Because in all fairness, right, it ain't his job to heal you.
No.
Right? So you have to get to a point where you kind of deal with that. Just be a big girl. Take off them big drawers.
Okay.
And be a big girl.
Yes.
And go and work on yourself.
Yes.
So okay. That you're a better person for someone else.
We are going to take a quick break. There seems to be a problem with the audio on Facebook. I'm going to try to adjust it. I'm sorry. Viewers, don't leave me. I need you. Thank you so much. We're going to be right back.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors, Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, you see how Cora I look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want
want to line up in the cemetery. Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me getting out of this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
What today is. It's our anniversary. It's Girl Talk Live. You're
with me on Kenny's Corner. There are lots of things that are flowing in this room this evening. We have some champagne. We have some sushi. Dwight is going to put me out of this space tomorrow. I can feel it in my body.
But
we have what, rice?
Anyone passing that has ice?
Anybody passing that has... Listen, I could guarantee you when I go to get my haircut tomorrow, the fellas are going to be in there with some ice for me. They love me
really?
At Alpha Male.
Can you ask if they're right in this now. Area, if they could please bring us a small bag of ice? Please. Anyone passing this area, we will send someone downstairs for it immediately.
So guys, we have to get back to the questions, right?
Okay.
And so I have to come back on my phone because for some reason people can't hear us on there. So this question comes in. Can a woman really be whole before finding a partner, or is wholesomeness a life journey?
Exactly.
You have to be whole before you have a partner.
You have to be whole?
Absolutely.
Angie, talking in the mic.
Well, because you're going to expect your partner to fill the spots, and then when your partner doesn't fill the spots, it's going to be a problem. So you have to be whole. You have to be whole. You have to be whole because I expect in John Doe to fill a spot he probably shouldn't be trying to fill.
At all?
Absolutely not. The holes that he's not supposed to be filling. Let me be very clear. That's tea. So, no, you have to be whole within yourself because you have to know how to make yourself happy. You have to be happy with yourself.
Yes.
And a relationship is a complement. It's a complement to what you've already built for yourself.
Yes. True. Let me ask you this question.
I want to say, though,
Kendra. Go ahead.
But why wouldn't you want to give somebody the best version of you? Like, who learned you that?
I don't know. But, Nicole, you have to understand something, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women are guarded. A lot of women are hurt. Like, I will use, for example, my own family. My grandmother said that she did not necessarily mean to have all of those children, right? But due to circumstances, she did. A woman has, and this is real life, right? A woman has one child. Oh, I love this man. This man is my all. This man is my everything. Koya, sit down.
I'm believing.
A woman has a second child because the first relationship didn't work out. This man promised to love me, to hold me, to keep me. He said he was going to marry me. This third man comes along. This is it right here. This man said he wants a child. He doesn't have a child or he has children, but I am his saving grace. So she is three children in with three different baby daddies. What does she do? Sometimes the women are looking for love and their security is tied up in sex. Sometimes they're looking for love in their...
I thought you were going to say something else.
Yes, no. Look at this next question. They're tied up in
That's
a man
it.
Because she has
exactly.
no self-confidence and no self-esteem.
And she needs a man to feel
and
completed.
And she needs a man to make her feel complete.
That's
and,
it.
And feel validated.
And mm-hmm. and the That's rose, it. The rose, the rose has alleviated a lot of those problems for us nowadays. Tell me I lie.
No, you ain't lying.
Okay.
Never lie.
Never lie. Mm-hmm. This question reads. Let's toast to that. Cheers. This text reads, y'all can get put out of the studio. This text reads, you mean the family again? You mean like after my mommy buried? How do women, what role does financial independence play in feeling secure?
That's number one.
To who?
To women.
Now, I would say
go ahead.
To some women,
mm-hmm.
but it depends on your circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
To me...
Explain me this.
Okay, I will learn you right now.
Learning.
To me, considering what I've gone through in life, the first priority for me is not financial. It's security. Because I know what I've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, to feel safe is what's most important for me. It depends on people's
What do you define as safe? Because safe is a verb and a noun.
Correct, it is. But that's for a different type of show. That ain't for right now. That's a little too heavy.
No, we have to get heavy so we can have the next show.
Well, you know, I don't think we can come in back anyway to all the liquors in here. We're not coming back. We're not going to come back. But what I'm trying to say is that considering whatever your circumstances, whatever appeals to you first,
mm-hmm.
It
And that's a real conversation you actually have to have with yourself.
Mm.
And I think a lot of times we just jump and say, that is what's most important.
Mm-hmm.
When you really sit down and say, you know what, to me, what is really most important to have a successful relationship? What's most important for me to go into my soft girl? What's going to cause me to go into my soft girl era? Anybody could throw money at you.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, anybody, and treat you like garbage.
Could I tell you? Could I share? Could I share?
You can.
Story time. So,
this a real story.
This is a current story.
Oh, good.
Now you know, my daughter doesn't eat anything.
Nothing with color.
White rice, the inside of the barely a part of the chicken. She doesn't eat anything, right? Yeah. The man that I have cooks. We made macaroni on Sunday. Today is only Tuesday. The macaroni is just about almost gone. That is the only thing that she will take to school to eat, right? So he called me this morning. He said, you know the macaroni almost gone, right? Because I take for lunch and she eat when she come home. When your Ognia runs today, get some more stuff for me to make a pan of macaroni. So when I come home this evening, she have lunch for the rest of the week. I said, but did you hear me? Yes. Now, in order for you to get me to love you, you have to love my child.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We come as a package. That is not her biological father, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when he gets off this evening, he will make her a pan of macaroni.
But can we know that man, he pass in love with you.
Man, Angie, call the police.
How much times I done tell you that? This man pass in love with you.
He said it.
And that is his way of showing how much he loves you because mm-hmm. he knows your daughter's everything. So his daughter is everything to him too. Your daughter is everything to him.
Absolutely. Angie, remember when he gave me the Christmas tree on the back of the towing truck?
Okay.
Angie was there. Listen, I had told this man, I said, my Christmases are always horrible. I said, with the exception of going to the parade, that is it. And I said, I don't want a Christmas tree in my house. And we went away on a shopping trip. I think when we were still alive, and he got a whole Christmas tree decorated, put it on the back of a tow truck, a flatbed tow truck, and brought it to my home.
Wow.
Linda decorated the Christmas tree. He liked me plenty.
Yes.
I better marry him, eh?
Better.
We better marry him. Yeah. Chris, do we have a caller on the line? Caller, good evening.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Alpha Male, it's you?
This is me.
How you doing today?
I am fine. Good afternoon to all of the beautiful ladies.
Good afternoon.
In that studio. And the lady before you talk about your alpha male man, I support her statement. Remember Solomon, he also had the belief of vanity, and he found out later that it was not love. So, back to you. Celebrate your alpha male man. There are many men, but not much are alpha male. It is a package. And if a man can't support you in your package, then he need to move on.
Oh, Holy Ghost.
Okay. You speak in.
And when you say support, define support.
I didn't get you.
When you say support, what is your definition of support?
You first must cultivate each other in every which way you can. If you have 50 cents and he brings 75 cents, how much money that is?
That's plenty money.
And then you both cultivate that together and then you celebrate each other. That worked to me more than any money because you can grow each day, grow.
Absolutely.
I think we miss what love and relationship is all about. I believe that cultivating, celebrating each other is one of the greatest mystery that one can have to grow a healthy relationship. That's my belief.
Alpha Male, we thank you. Chris, can we go until 8 o'clock? Chris says we can go until 8 o'clock, girls. All right, now, my texter said it's time to get to the sex portion of the show. They are done with all of the good, nicey-nice stuff. So, texters, now, y'all work with me now because this is still...
PG-13.
This is a PG-13 show. Okay. How do women handle moments when they don't feel enough? How do you have the best sex?
Define enough. What do you mean by enough?
The question says, how do women handle moments when they don't feel enough? What is the best sex? What is the best sex?
For everybody, everybody has a different definition of best sex, yes. Okay?
And but is all sex orgasmic?
No. I don't agree. I mean,
you're a liar. You know what? You're a liar.
Yes. Tell me what you say.
Not all. Because there are times when, I'll be honest,
as a former married woman, there were times that I had obligations.
Yes.
So, and not when I'm feeling my sexiest means that I'm going to have an orgasm. No, sometimes I have to make sure that my husband gets his. That was what it was. I'm sorry. Every day, and that's just like every day, you ain't gonna be in love. You're gonna like him, but you may not love him sometimes, and sometimes you may like him and not love him. Every day ain't gonna be having this huge orgasm and whatever, but my thing is, everybody's different. Mm-hmm. And then not only that, like, there are times when I feel like if you're not enough, that's when you talk to your partner.
Yes. And tell him what
today,
you mean.
Sometimes you don't even feel like a woman. You don't feel like, you say you done been out there and work hard all day. You done deal with all these different people and guests and this and that. And you feel like you had to fight all friggin' day. You come and can I say that word?
Yes.
I did already. You fight traffic. You got to go pick up the child from school. Then you got to find this. And then you got to make sure laundry's done. And you done fight all day. Sometimes I don't feel feminine. I don't feel soft. I feel hard, and I feel like I've had to put on for everybody all day. And this is my time to communicate to my partner, I don't feel at my best today. That is when your partner is supposed to step in, because he is the person, or in some cases, she is the person that's supposed to take it down. Okay, you done been up there. Let me take it down. Let's have, what is it that I can do for you? Mm. You want your popcorn? Let me pop your popcorn. What movie? Your black and white movie? That's communication.
Yes.
When we run you a bath, let me put down children to sleep. Let me do this. Let me cook for you.
Yes.
Let me rub your feet. Yes. We need to be able to come, and we don't use those love languages. We don't use communication anymore. We just expect people to understand. Listen, a naked one, come in and slam your bag down. You want to talk to your friends on the phone, but when it comes time to your partner, you can't open your mouth and say nothing. Sure. Communication is very important in a relationship. Mm-hmm. That may be the man to rub you down from head to foot, and that's where you may get the biggest orgasm of your life, because you see where he was being selfless, mm-hmm. and he gave himself to you.
What advice would you give to someone scared to date again after divorce?
I want to hear your perspective. Yeah,
give us your perspective. What is your perspective, please?
I would say don't be afraid, because there is love out there for you. You have to be able to let your defenses down.
But some of us shove our wall up too high. Because,
yes.
Listen, everybody know I have a certain type, right? Right?
Yes.
Sometimes you have to come out of your comfort zone.
Yes, yeah. You do.
Stay outside of your box.
Yes.
Stay outside of your box.
And I found love outside of the box.
If you like pretty boys, make sure the one ugly.
Man, talk it, man. And you keep attracting the same person.
Because
it's in your box.
It's you.
Yeah, it's you who doing it.
Throw your box away,
sweet girl.
Mm-hmm.
Start over. Mm-hmm. And then allow the person to love you. Like, I don't understand what the fear is. Like, what they do you? They chain you in a basement or something. What they do you? Like, you gotta, that's why working on yourself is so important.
Yes. Absolutely. But not everybody is aware, Nicole. You mentioned at the opening of our conversation that you have these men and they have trauma themselves. Some men become the very person that they hate.
Mm.
All right?
Some women as well.
Some women as well. That's true. But I think we have to be honest with the fact that some of us have trauma in our lives and we need actual healing.
Absolutely. Yes. And guess what? Here is what healing does for you. It causes you not to attract the same person again.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you more aware.
Yeah.
that, hey, look, you got some triggers or you got some flags that it's familiar to me.
And then you need to be honest with yourself that you have a problem. And I think a lot of times we ourselves have issues with stepping outside of ourselves and kind of doing a deep dive from the outside in. Mm-hmm. So this is, my mouth is my problem. You said something to
it
me?
It is.
Right back. I have a real slick mouth. Flat back. Yeah. And I don't care because I want to hurt your feelings.
Yes.
So it's now when I've stepped outside of my comfort zone and I'm in a different relationship with a different type of man that wants to love me, that is showing me how much he loves me. Well, I can't get slick with you because you're not doing anything to hurt me. There's no need for me to hurt you back. I don't have to have the last word. I am fire. He is ice. I think that he and I complement each other very, very well. He's laid back. I am not. Where he would walk away,
I'm ready to
throw hands. Mm-hmm. So, and in past relationships, I go in toe-to-toe with you. You say something to me, I say a million things back to you with the aim to hurt you.
Your feelings,
now that I have matured and I have allowed myself to be loved by this man, I have no need to be rude to him.
And here comes the soft
relief.
You
even
and you've healed. Yes, you healed.
Because he is good to me.
Let me read my text because they are hot on my trail. Relationships are meant to complement, not complete. You must come whole. Too many broken people come to relationships and go figure, they break up. This next text reads, what if the man was married twice and first failed because he cheated and second failed because he said that they couldn't get along? I call the relationship off because I'm dating to marry and I feel as if he's going to rob me of that opportunity. Because when I say I do, I want that to be my future happiness. First, I do as well.
I think she's putting too much pressure on the man.
Angie?
I think they need to have a conversation. Yeah. I think they need to have an open, honest conversation. This is what I want to get out of this relationship. And he has to be honest enough to say whether he can deliver it or not. Mm-hmm. You know, communication goes a very, very, very long way. And we take advantage of not properly communicating where we're at, what our expectations are, and the future. You know, we get caught up in the now. It feels good now. You know, I'm having fun now. But then what?
Then what?
What happens when the fun dies down? What happens when the days and then the years and the months keep going by? And as a woman, you have these expectations that you did not voice to your partner. But then you get mad when he's not meeting these unspoken or unsaid expectations. So, and it goes both ways. I think even for men, they have to say, hey, I'm not ready to commit. Are you okay with that? I like you. I want to be with you. But I am not, today, I'm not ready for marriage. Mm. I want to take my time. Most men are afraid to say that because most women go into relationships looking for marriage.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to clearly communicate your positions. And I think it removes the gray area. Mm. And you walk in with your eyes wide open and you know, okay, maybe I'm willing to stick it out. Or this is not what I want. I need to go on to next.
And I would say a lot of those men who don't want to say that is because they don't want the next man
to have
what you have,
exactly.
What you're given. Because they know that you're a catch.
Yeah,
they know that, but they don't want that. So you can go on.
I agree. Krista, we have a caller on the line. Caller, good evening. You are on the air.
Hi, Ms. Campbell.
Yes, sir.
I promise I would have called back.
Go right ahead.
I heard you going to 8. I said I must call back.
You must.
Two things. There's a lot of people that listen to your show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they're so afraid to call.
Mm-hmm.
Are these people
but they texting me to death. They texting me to death, though.
Yeah, but they're calling me to tell me call you.
One. Okay.
One. Why some women...
Mm-hmm.
Then they, a divorced woman,
mm-hmm.
why do they try compare their last husband with their present husband? Well, he used to do this. He used to wash my car. He used to, do all those things. Why y'all are not together? He used to go to the food store with me. The man done put all the money on the bird to go to the food store, you know. The man done wake all me. The man tired. The man all wrecked.
Right.
You want the man be in the food store pushing trolley like a show. You know?
Yes.
But the man do this. The man, but you and the man is not together.
Well,
I wonder why.
I think that women have a place of comfort in some instances, and they have a tendency because of
learned... A lack of confidence.
Yes, and I think too is learned behavior, and it's a reference point. And what one man does, another man will not do. And nobody is 100% the same. And
okay.
I think.
And another thing, somebody from my church called and said to me that the husband and the wife, they're mad, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're disagreeing on something.
Right.
But when night comes, they get into the bed. Time for a little romance.
Time for a little something.
Yeah. And
right.
The woman go, tell the man, I only doing this because of the children, you know.
Hmm?
I only giving you this because of the children. I only doing this because of the children ain't nowhere near the room.
Wow.
What type of talk is that?
I think that there's something drastically wrong with that type of conversation because the children are in the next room.
But if you come to me
and tell me that you only having sex with me because of the children,
I'm automatically turned off.
I told
a man when the woman say that. I believe the woman wants to have sex, but she just looking for a reason. She about have a reason to have sex with you.
What you think?
That's a little sick. I'm sorry, using your children as an excuse for sex?
That woman wants to have sex. She won't play mad, but she still wants the pleasure.
And she's in the church? She's in the church?
What you mean? Miss Cameron, let me say this to you, please. I don't know how many of you ladies say. I know you go to St. Francis.
Yes.
But some of the most devious
set of women in the church.
Women now today.
In the church.
Is in the church.
Absolutely.
And not only that, and let me say this, I'm not talking about my church in particular, I'm talking about church in general because I visit churches. Some of the easiest women I ever dated, I got out of the church.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Let me tell you something. The pastor preaching marriage to everybody. So everybody trying to have grab on man. Let me tell you, I told somebody this. The girls in the club, when you see 2-3 of them go together in the club, they know they're going there.
They know.
We going to swing some niggas. We going to get a couple of dollars. We going back home. Don't go around them talk with you and love it. They ain't in love it. Them saying the church, when you talk with loving, you have to go to by the church.
Right.
Them girls know what they need when 250, 100 more to go, they rent money. They know what they're going for.
They know exactly
they
what
they're
going to
the, they
honest.
They're honest.
And they're pretending. They're telling you.
They so it's a buyer's market.
It is a fair exchange.
Because exchange is no robbery.
No robbery.
Right?
And I, you know, I used to say that. I could use condom on the radio.
Yeah, you could use condom
on
the radio.
One time ago, I used to see women with condom in their purse. I used to look at them like, what is that? This woman get condom. But you know, they are some of the safest women around now.
Yes.
You can't pull one on them, but you'll get the condom. They say, no, I got one right here.
I have it right here for you. It's right here.
Yeah, they check it right, they put it right there. Or they keep it right in the glove compartment where you can stay cool from the air conditioning. You ain't going to pop and tear on them and things. So, you know, I just keep mine in the fridge.
What?
Sure I don't care.
You keep yours in the fridge?
Yes.
So it could be cool.
I have a container. I keep it in the fridge.
Okay.
And I keep living my
to
own.
To make sure that it's up to standard.
You know, the heat will destroy them, and that's how a lot of people get jammed.
Oh,
the heat will tear them.
You learned
it.
Did you learn
it? I put it right in the fridge.
Okay.
My son knows it is if he needs one.
Yeah.
I know it is if I, God bless me.
My son is keeping cool.
But, yeah, the woman would say she does that. She's doing that, Jeff. Only because of the children, you know, you're lucky.
Yeah.
But she want a little touch, too.
She wanted, but she needs an excuse.
Yeah, she just playing hard to get. Don't mind that. She playing hard to get. She.
Well, I tell him, and all you have to do is thank God for the children.
Thank God for the children.
Thank God for the children, because he was going to touch her.
Yeah.
He couldn't touch her. Now they bringing this thing. Now, let me ask you all this before I go, because
okay.
I can talk till Jesus comes.
Yeah.
Listen to me. What you ladies, I'm going to hang up, and I want one of y'all to comment on this marital rig thing that they was trying to pull off. Okay. I did say trying to pull off.
Okay. So who wants to tackle the marriage?
I'll hang up and I'll continue listening.
I don't even care because if I'm married and I need to get some, I get it. I'm sorry. There. Lock me up.
There.
I'm sorry.
I have a different.
Go ahead, Angie.
I have a different perspective. I am all for legalizing marital rape because there are situations where you are in an abusive relationship and you tell your husband no and he beat you down and rape you and, you know what I mean? So I think it's definitely a possibility for that to happen, and I do think that we need to fix it. We always say because you're married, anything is possible, but I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
It depends on the circumstances.
I think it has to be very, very mutual. Smile. Did it take? I think sex has to be mutual no matter the situation.
It has
in the
to be
end.
Mutual.
Absolutely. In the
but
end.
If you're married. If you're married, what?
It still has to be mutual.
Now, if you're still living in a household with the man, and it's a difference if you're separated and you're married and the man forces himself on you and you're living in separate households, then yeah, I'm for it. But if you're married and you're living in the same household and your husband wants to have sex with you and he has his way with you in the household and you're still together, then I don't see anything wrong with that. But if you're still married and different households, you're just waiting for official divorce, then I have a problem and I agree with there being something as it relates to marital rape.
So let me ask you this question. Yes, this morning in the news, last week in the news, there's a gentleman that was convicted 6-2. His baby's mom called him over to the house. He went on the roof, or somebody went on the roof. He ended up confronting our lover that was there. And he stabbed the guy in the leg, and he died. And he got, I think, 35 years in jail. Mm-hmm. This guy worked at BPL. He had a future. He had his child with this woman. He is now incarcerated because he was called by his baby's mom to wherever it was, to her home. Mm-hmm. He ended up killing someone and he's now accused of murder. Should the woman not also be an accessory to this? Because you call him there.
Yes, she should be.
You called him
under
there.
Under what pretense?
Yeah. I was about to say, I need to know more under information about this case.
Because here's my thing.
If it's self-defense, then if it's proven to be self-defense, I don't think he should have been. Now, again, I am only going based on what you just said.
Right.
So if the baby mother called the baby daddy because she felt as if her life was in danger.
She wasn't in no light of danger. Nothing.
Okay, then.
Well, what's the gentleman? Okay, but then, I think indifferently, right? Because
tell me.
Here's my thing. What gets you to that point?
That you have to stab someone?
That you have to stab somebody who you are no longer with, right? Or they with somebody who you used to be with. Like, what would get you to that point?
Let me tell you what would get you to that point.
Tell me.
Let me tell you what would get you to that point. You are my husband, right? Take them out. You asked me but to how would get to that point. You are my husbando, okay? And this girl is my friend. And when I approach you...
Oh, that's the story.
She asked me how could you get to the point where you
become violent. We're talking about a story. I don't need no flashbacks. I don't need no flashbacks. You tell me what happened. What happened? Because see, my concern here is either one of you is not secure enough that you're not over that person.
She was playing with that man emotions.
Yes, but she was still with that man.
She
okay. We know that as a fact.
Man, Nicole,
here's my thing, right? Mm-hmm. You are in a situation yourself. Mm-hmm. And you can't say, if I call you to come deal with your child, and then an altercation, how we get to an altercation.
Right.
Like how old are we to get to an altercation to talk, but
who used to be with this person and who you with now. How we get having that conversation, period. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm at a point in life, and I think I was always at this point, where if you are my ex, I don't care who you with.
My Nicole, thing is, you.
No.
Yeah, that is you.
But I'm wondering what gets you to that point. If you're not over that person, you need boundaries. Like, you need to be able to say, listen, you can't come here. If you know you and this person ain't done, if you and this person still have feelings, mm-hmm. or this person still have feelings with you, as the woman, need to be able to say, Trenda, mm-hmm. that, hey, look, I can't have this person in the same room with this person because I know how they still feel about me. Mm-hmm. But then again, too, what are you doing as the woman to continue to allow these feelings to grow and grow and grow to the point where you have an altercation with this person? See, boundaries are so important, and we have none in this country.
No.
I'm sorry.
But let's be real.
Let's be real.
But I want you to know these sweethearts feel entitled.
We know if she's a sweetheart.
No, I talked about something totally different.
Okay, you're having a flashback.
But Nicole.
And I can pull you back in.
Nicole, let's be real now. Let's be real. There are some men.
The man allows them to be entitled.
There are some men.
But this is not one of those situations.
No.
You brought up a situation with two men. One died, and you have now the other one is incarcerated. None of which will have the woman. Okay? Let's be clear.
There are some situations where you have the female, you have the women who's still playing the two teams.
That is true.
You understand? And there are some things we do not take seriously. That man could have threatened her and tell her, if I see that man here in your house, because I still paying the bills. You have some men who still paying the bills.
Yes.
I still paying the bills. I still doing this. I still doing it. And if I feel the need to come to you, I will come to you for what I need.
That is very true.
You understand?
Very true.
There is no telling the circumstances surrounding that. That might have been where
Absolutely.
She was playing both.
Yeah. You need
and
the full story.
There.
You need the full story. You need the full story.
And that's that.
Because, yes, you do have cases like that. Because a lot of women, they want to make sure that I get money from you and I get money
Hello?
From you. And money from you.
Yes. Your money, my money. Y'all
it's
money.
More money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Money, ha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stay focused and stop having flashbacks.
But we're going to switch the topics
Go
here
ahead,
for a moment,
do what
right?
you
because
do.
The Commonwealth of the Bahamas is notorious for sweethearting, right?
The whole Caribbean.
The
Caribbean.
This text reads, Hi, Kenny and guests. The news said that the girl's boyfriend who was in the house had the ex-boyfriend in the headlock. That is why he stabbed him.
Why did he get to that
he
point?
He was on the roof. Well, somebody was on the roof.
Why were they on the roof?
He ran to the roof, and then she came out, and she
no,
said,
but you,
come
you
out. Said,
you're missing the point.
How did they get on the roof?
How did we get to a point to even have a conversation? Like, we ain't friends. Clearly, they ain't friends.
No.
Right? So, what you talking to him for? Mm-hmm. We ain't friends. You come to deal with your child and move on. Why are we having conversations?
I don't know.
This is what we feel like we always need to answer somebody when they have something to say. Shut your mouth.
I have a question.
I'm going to say something. I was in the spirit.
I was in the wrong spirit.
I was in the spirit.
What do you do when you have a situation where, may I say, we've all had men that cheated on us,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you're in a situation? How do you know when enough? You know the song, Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say
Goodbye.
Farewell, my love. Ooh. Goodbye. How do you know when it's time to say goodbye?
When you've exhausted every bit of energy that you have to save whatever it is.
No man, Nicole, man. Talk sense.
No man.
Yes, that's the truth.
When you've exhausted, and not only, let me be honest.
Exhausted
with
church-wise, exhausted going to get prayed for.
Everything.
Going to the Obia woman, everything.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to be the Obia
papa.
Everything.
Quiet.
Do I take your bag off
me?
Your shoulder?
So here's
how you know this. Go ahead, Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
you talk.
How you knowing it over? Why you know?
I don't know.
You just. Stay.
Eventually, no. eventually you will know. You know when you're tired. Like Nicole said, you know when you are tired. You know when enough is enough. You know when you are ready to walk out and start over.
Like, you know, I know a lot of women, we will say, well, let's go to counseling. Let's go to Father Glenn.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Shots fired.
Boom.
Yeah, we could go to
Let's go to this one. Let's go to, and you don't want to do that. But I try in everything I can to, and let me be honest. Let me talk from two perspectives here. One, you have a woman who's saying, I want this to happen. I want the next to happen. Mm-hmm. And you have a man who's saying, you're not listening to me. Right. I'm saying all these things. Why should I go to Father and talk? Well, you ain't listening to me, period. And it's like, you know that it's done because you've tried everything you possibly can.
But what if he wants to go to counseling with you? What if he's saying, yes, let's go to counseling?
Well, go. But if you ain't interested, I ain't interested.
If it's not mutual, why try?
If you both go to counseling at the end of the day, you still have to make that decision later on.
You do. If this makes sense. I can be honest. A lot of people in this country married, and all they're doing is they making a mockery of marriage. Can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in this country, and they have children, and what they're doing too is showing children how dysfunctional marriage is.
Yep.
Sometimes we do such a disservice to children, and we have no idea.
Absolutely.
And they watch everything they learn. We're teaching
them this is how you act.
What they live.
Think it's normal. To them, they grow up watching the dysfunctional relationship, the dysfunctional marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then, unfortunately, they think it's normal.
Right.
And it becomes ingrained where they end up in situations like that
think it's
or
okay.
Very similar.
Exactly.
You're lying. You're lying.
So, you know, it's you have to your point, Kenny,
mm-hmm.
you just know when it's over.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You've exhausted every possibility to make it work.
Angie, why are you so level-headed?
Sometimes people are afraid of stuff.
You never ask anyone.
Harrison
about that.
Thompson.
I'm sorry. You never ask.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
Harrison is an excellent therapist. And I have to say, without therapy, I would not be who I am today. And
but Angie, you overcame a lot.
I have. Counseling. People in the Black community. It's very taboo.
Yeah.
Men and women alike need counseling. We all have suffered some form of trauma.
Mm-hmm. Even though we think we're perfect.
Even though we think we are perfect. And you have a outside party who knows how to evaluate
and analyze
and be able to articulate without bias. Your trauma and how to deal with the trauma and how to overcome that trauma.
Yeah, I agree. And shameless plug because I go to his dad, right? But
it's true. We think that it's so taboo to not have counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, and I want to say right now, I'm in my feelings because you ask Angie how she is, and you never asked us that. But I just wanted to say.
I know Isla Trenda is the way she
is. But you didn't even say me.
But Nicole, everybody knows that you're always the voice of reason.
Thank God for Jesus.
Oh, I am. When everybody is going off.
Thank you.
Now, guys, can we just. And nobody wants to hear that all the time. Nobody wants to hear that all the time. We want to hear, let's go get them.
Get the gasoline.
That's what we would like to hear.
And dollar match.
That's all I want to hear.
No.
You are always the voice of reason.
I am the voice
group.
Of reason. Because there was recently a time when you wanted to throw rocks. And I tell you, no, we're not going to do that.
No, we're not throwing rocks today.
No, we're not.
No, we're being good girls.
Mm-hmm.
So my texters have been texting me. Well, we only have 3 more minutes. Okay, we have to answer this
7 minutes. How are you count?
Because we have to sign out.
Ali Nash Ferguson helped you with English language, but not math.
Yeah, but we have to sign out. So the sign out is going to take 1 minute, right?
Okay.
So, Koya, what's going on with you? You have Sneaky Link, all you?
I'm packing. Do you know we have the children are back in school now? Why are you acting like that?
I'm sorry. I know they go to Catholic school.
Catholic, and they need to be there on time in the
8:15,
morning.
8:15, the first bell rings.
I tell you that, baby.
And they have to be pressed, starchy, oily.
You know that.
I know.
Vaseline.
Yeah.
Grease them right down with
all
the Crisco.
So you have one more question from your text.
One more text. Is we still ain't the woman or the man question.
Which one?
What is good sex?
She has to define it.
She has to define it.
Some people just wild and It gotta be you hanging from somewhere.
I know or choking or tired.
Tell me your head gotta hit the headboard for every day.
Your head gets slapped off.
You they know. Like violence.
Yeah. They choose violence.
But every day.
Yes.
What that's what makes sex good?
Man, you gotta be able to remove that.
Exactly.
Do you think you should introduce toys to the bedroom?
No.
If you both agree.
Yeah.
That's important.
Because the man might feel like intimidated, you know. That's
what about bringing another toy to him? What about bringing another person into the bedroom?
Oh, no. That's never the thing.
No. No.
Koya says yes.
Baptist church, we don't do that.
But mind you, everybody's relationship, marriage is different, right?
Works for
so
them.
That may work for Susie Q mm-hmm. and John Doe, but it ain't gonna work for me.
But everybody has to define exactly. their relationship the best way they can,
and,
right?
And all that's all that matters is it working for them. So what? It doesn't matter my opinion, your opinion about it. Yeah. They're married to each other. So if they right. feel like having an open relationship or having swinging totally or whatever you want to define it, if that makes their marriage work, mm-hmm. that's between them and their God.
And just like everything, it must come to an end.
It must.
And when it does, I hope that the relationship is able to withstand it.
Whatever. Because these things must be sustainable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What do you have next? What other questions? Let's get it in. Get it in.
So this question here is, in the soft life, is the soft life just another trend, or is this, sorry, let me read this properly. Is the soft life just another trend, or is this a, I can't understand what this text is saying.
Go to the next one.
Okay. Can a woman really have both a career and a soft life?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You think so, Angie?
Yeah.
You separate your work and your personal life. You, when you walk out of them people door, you leave that right there.
Exactly.
So, but Angie,
and when you walk into your home doors, you welcome the soft life.
Angie, you let's just say hypothetically, you're a project manager. You work with men 80% of the day, right? And you are the dominant force on this site. But when you walk through the doors, you have to be
feminine. And want to receive love because I've been tough all day. I want to be caressed.
Yes.
I want to be told you're beautiful. I want to be said, baby, I know you had a rough day. I cooked a meal for you. So put your foot up. It's very possible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible if you wanted to make it happen.
Okay. This is the last question. This is about submission. Oh, this is interesting. What does submission mean to you, women in the room? As a woman, is it empowering to empowering or outdated or necessary in love?
Oh. I'm not a very good submissive.
We know Angie.
Okay.
I can't speak to
that. Angie said she's not a good submissive, right? But then again, let's define what submission is. And so for me, I'll be honest. Charge. Right. Angie likes to take charge, whether that's in the bedroom. Angie has her reasons or whys as to when she wants to take charge. But for me, I'll be honest with you, I want to submit to a higher authority in my life. And that comes from you serving God.
Yes.
God giving you the instruction to lead my family.
Hallelujah.
And I want to submit to that because I want to honor God. Mm-hmm. And so for me, notice I ain't saying nothing but churn.
Does this churn gonna leave you?
They can grow up and leave you.
Hello.
And so for me, submission is very important. And so I do believe in it. I am not someone that is so pro independent women. Job. No, I am someone that would want to be submitted to my husband and to what his guidance is from God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Really and truly.
Right. I'm not a perfect person. And yes, I've just drunk 99 proof watermelon alcohol. Mm-hmm. In here, and thanks to Koya.
Koya brought us some ladies.
She did.
Thank you, Koya.
You have all the bottles up here. But mm-hmm. but nonetheless, I still believe in God, and I feel like that it should be the person that really is the person that guides this family, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes.
God, I'm going to be a great wife one day.
But maybe you were a great, great wife the first time, but
perhaps I was.
And maybe he was a good man in his marriage too, but just not to you.
I think so. Just not to me.
Just not to you.
And I think both of us needed maturing.
Yeah, because you probably got my own.
I did.
She did.
How old are you?
But he had trauma.
I was 23.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful wedding.
Yeah, absolutely, girl.
That's
You and your mom were there. Mm-hmm. And you stood in my wedding.
Ma'am, please stay stay the course. Stay the course. But a lot of things happen in a family that change the dynamic. When I stood in your wedding, we were still a family.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were still a family. Like, my mother is the eldest of all of her siblings, and we were still a family.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch my family disintegrate the way it has is very traumatic, because they all came from Milton Street. And the house that my mother grew up in was probably as big as this telephone.
Wow.
And to watch how things changed is a lot. Mm-hmm. And I pray to God that never happens with Donovan and myself, because it's just us two. But relationships are different. And someone mentioned here that you have to wake up with a conscious decision to be in love. And you may not like that person every single day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No.
And you may not love that person every single day. But I want us to be mindful that the conversations that we have here are not for entertainment purposes. They are to educate us to have the dialogue that we need so drastically in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We are all different women from different sections and environments. And it's important that we have a village.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that we talk about relationships. Angie, your perspective was needed today, because you always have a very different perspective.
Once again, there she goes.
From the average female lead, right?
No one else.
Nicole has a very leveled-headed, God-based perspective. Trinda is very God-based, but Latrinda always ready to ride.
She is.
I am.
I'm not ready to ride, though.
No,
try Nicole. Jesus. Don't Nicole. Try me, because I fight.
Nicole, you ain't ready to ride.
No.
Like, only in my grown age.
Oh my
I've
God.
I'm very level-headed. I mean, I was that. That's
ready to ride. You got the gas. I got the match, baby. Let's go.
I still have that little bit of that in me.
But, yes, we're working on it.
But we grow.
We live and we learn and we get loves.
And when you have people in your life and partners in your life, and there's no judgment here, whether you are a female and you like men or women, or you like both, there's no judgment, mm-hmm. because whatever happens in your life is your life, but you have to accept each other as they are. And it is 1 minute after 8, and Chris is playing that music. So Chris, ready to go home to
Chris,
Sweet Peaches in the can.
To his.
Yeah, but Chris, you were not in the room when I said thank you to you tonight, because Chris, you indulged me in all of my shenanigans. I appreciate you, Chris. Chris, drink that wine tonight.
Thanks, Chris.
Have yourself a dandy. I just want to remember everybody that has played such an instrumental role in me achieving Kenny's Corner. Kenny's Corner tonight would not be possible without all of you, the people that listen in.
1 year.
1 year.
Yes,
this,
1 year.
This started as just maybe we'll do it, maybe we won't do it. And Dwight called and he said, I want you to do something. Yeah, because I know I can poke my eye out.
Let me help you with that.
Angie, open the champagne.
The laptop.
Angie, open the champagne. There you go.
Yeah.
And for all intents and purposes,
yeah!
We are celebrating on Kenny's Corner. Yeah, thank you to... Thank
one
you.
Year to Kenny's
yes,
Corner.
Yes, 1 year and more
one,
to go.
Thank
one
you to
year
my...
and more to go.
Thank you to my right. very, very small circle. Thank you to Ruben. I love you. Thank you to my girls.
Ruben, we love you.
We yes, love you.
We love you for loving Kenny.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you to my ladies that showed up for me. Thank you, everybody. I truly appreciate you. It's not easy out there getting up and hustling every day. It's been 3 years since I've had a regular something, and I appreciate this opportunity. Take the time this evening as you turn into your beds tonight, and get you a nice bottle of something, pop you some popcorn, and put your leg on that person that you love the most. This is another sexy Tuesday. You've been listening to Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
Think I'd leave you down when you're down on your knees. I wouldn't do that. I'll tell you you're right when you are. Before. Oh, when you're cold.